Today's daf is daf pei dalad. If we take it from the bottom of pei gimel and beis, five lines up from the bottom, the two dots bay minay. So the Gemara asks bay minay Rava mirav Nachman. Rava asks of Nachman the following question: Hayom iat ishti. He says to his wife, "Today you're not my wife. Ulamachar at ishti, but tomorrow you'll be my wife." That's the stipulation that he makes in the get. Will such a get, such a stipulation work? So Gemara says, this is a tibay li Rabbi Eliezer, it's a tibay li Rabbanan. It's a question both in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, and it's also a question in the world of Rabbanan. Which Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbanan are we referring to? So Rashi tells us the two lines up from the bottom here, tibay li Rabbi Eliezer, demachshir bishir. We had the case before, if a person says to his wife, you're mutter to everyone, chutz mi ploni, so we said that Rabbi Eliezer thinks that's permitted, even though you left somebody out, that's okay. Someone out, that's okay. And Rabbanan thought that it wasn't good until you permit her to marry anybody who she wants to. So this question of to his wife, you're mutter to me, today you're not my wife, but tomorrow you are my wife, that's apparently linked to this machlokas. How so? So the Gemara says, Tibari li Rabbi Eliezer, this is a question in his world, ad kan lo kama Rabbi Eliezer, how so? Elo, he only has such a position there. El Dilman de Kashari Kashari Lolam, whoever he's permitted to, that's permitted forever. Yes, not everyone's permitted to her. But if anyone who is permitted to her, it's permitted to her Li Olam. There's a complete heter. But here, there's only heter to marry someone on tomorrow. Today only. Today she's permitted, but tomorrow that person will be Aser. So maybe Rabbi Eliezer will agree in this case, it shouldn't be good because it's not a heter Li Olam for those people. Oh. Or maybe it doesn't make a difference. Even though Rabbi Eliezer's case in the Mishnah is a case of he's putting a limit on who's mutter. So you're told he's putting a limit on how long they're mutter for. But there shouldn't be a difference maybe. That's the other tzad. Tibai li Rabbanim. The question also is presented to Rabbanim because ad kan lo kamar Rabban Hasam ela de lo paske mine legamre. In the case of the Mishnah, she was never completely severed from him. It was always one person she was not allowed to marry. So that was not considered a complete separation. Havalhacha came into Pascha, but here, since there was a moment in time today, she was mutter to everyone. There's a complete severance. Every single person was mutter, even though it's limited how long they're mutter for, but it was a complete separation for at least 24 hours, so maybe it would be considered a good get, according to the Rabban in this case. So yesh, there's stadim in both sides, according to both opinions. Gemara says, Basa Dibai, after he asked the question, Hadar Pasha, he answered his own question, going to the top of Amun Alf, now Pedal Amun Alf. Mistavra ben the Rabbi Eliezer ben the Rabbanan came into Pascha. It seems logical to say the Gemara suggests, or he himself answers, that the moment it was a separation, a complete separation, then it will be considered a good get according to both opinions. So what does that mean even? So Rashi doesn't tell us what this means. So is this going according to the Rabbanan only because there's a day and time where she's mutter to everyone, or is this going even according to Rabbi Eliezer? So I think Tosus deals with it. Tosus on the top here, Mistavra, Bein le Rabbi Eliezer, Bein le Rabbanan, came into Pascha. Once there's a moment in time where there was a separation, it's mutter, she's mutter. Perish umigureshes liolam, and it's a good divorce. V'yafo of God, even though Dilamai Dibai, Tosus asks, Lemeimar le Rabbi Eliezer, O Dilma lo Shna, Mashba Dibai Lemeimar, De'ain get chal ala osa yom, even though it sounds like, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's only a good get for that day only. So what he says is, even though it sounds like according to Rabbi Eliezer, the tzad that we're saying it's a good get, it's a good get for one day. Lemaisa, what the Gemara concludes is, since there is one day that she was mutter to everybody according to Rabbi Eliezer, that heter continues forever. And the tanai that he says, but tomorrow you're usher to everyone, that tanai is completely batel, but the get's a good get. It requires a little bit more, Ian, to really appreciate this discussion.
It's interesting that they don't come up with the... usually when something is comes up, the machlok is if somebody, the last horse of somebody count or the first horse of somebody count. Right? I mean, you could also take it that way.
Right, that's the machlok is of Yossi, or Meir, Tafas Lashon, Rishon, Tafas Lashon, Achron.
You would think that here, you could also take that in account.
Yeah, but it sounds like from here it was one full sentence. It wasn't a retreat. That's only when the two statements are contradicting each other, then they have to figure out what's going on. These two statements are not contradicting, they're just qualifying each other.
Right.
So that's probably why.
I mean, if you take it literally, they are contradicting, but... I'm not contradicting, I'm saying he's saying... Yeah, I guess the second part even makes sense.
Right. Okay, the Gemara now says on the top of Pei Dalet, two dots, two lines down, Tanur Rabbanan. He says to his wife, you know, here's your get, but on one condition that you marry Reuven. You have no choice who to marry. You have to marry Reuven. Arezu lo tinase, she can't get married. Ve'im nase lo taitse, if she gets married, she's not allowed to get. She doesn't have to get divorced. So my kama, the Gemara is not sure exactly who this is referred to. If she gets married to who? If she gets married to Reuven, the one she's not supposed to, that she had to get married to. That's when we say don't get married, but if you do, don't get divorced. Or if she gets married to some other person who she wasn't allowed to, so unclear what's going on here. Right? Rashi says on the top here, my kamar, hai lo tinasi, that which we say don't get married, the kamar, leman kamar, who's this referring to? Lo osaploni, to the one that he said you have to get married to? Oh, lecholadim, or maybe to some other person if she gets married to. We say don't get married to him, but the evid we say stay married. So comes along Amar Rav Nachman and he explains, Hachi kamar. This is what the statement means to say. Harezu lo tinase lo. She cannot get married to Reuven, even though he says, the husband says to her, you can't get, here's your get, on condition that you marry Reuven. She doesn't get married to Reuven. Why? Shema yomur nishem nosim b'matana. There's a concern that people are going to say, oh, women are just gifts. They're objects. And you just pass them on from one person to the next person. We don't want that to happen, obviously. But if she marries somebody else, lo teitze, she's not forced to get divorced to somebody else. So the Gemara says, well, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't help. Mishum gezeira, lo mafkina minei, v'sharinan eishes ish la'ama. Really, she should not be allowed to get married to anybody else because there's a tanai here. The husband made a tanai that you have to get married to Reuven. So she can't go ahead and get married to Shimon because of a concern, a serious concern, but it's only a gzeira. Because of a gzeira that we're concerned that people are going to say women are objects and being passed from one man to the next, we say that let her stay married to the person who she's not supposed to get married to. But that's permitting an ishes ish. It was never a good divorce. If she did not fulfill the tanai of marrying Reuven, who she was supposed to marry, the get was never a good get, and she's not permitted to marry Shimon. But because of the gzeira that women might be viewed as objects, we say, oh, stay married to Shimon. There's no heter in the first place. That's Eishes Ish. So that can't be the understanding of this statement. Ella, in light of this, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says differently. Hachi kamar, harezu lo tinase lo. She cannot get married to this person, Reuven, who the husband said you have to get married to. Shema yomun yishem nosim b'matana, because there's a concern that people are going to say, ah, husbands are just passing their wives from one to the next and to the next. Vim nases lo, but if she does get married to Reuven, who was the tanai that she was supposed to in order to satisfy the get, lo teitze, she does not have to get divorced from Reuven. Because the mishum gzeira lo mafkinan. Because of the gzeira, because we're concerned people are going to view women as matanos, we're not going to make her get divorced from Reuven. Oh, she got married already, b'di'evid, we'll let them stay married. She fulfilled the tanai, it's a good get, and let them stay married, b'di'evid. So Gemara makes a diak now. Amar Rava. Rava says, lo hu de lo tinase. He's not lichachila. She's not supposed to get married to Reuven, who that the tanai was made with. Ha la'acher tinase. But does this seem to imply, but to somebody else lichachila, she's allowed to get married? That can't be true. V'ha bai kima l'tanai. She has to fulfill the tanai first. And if she never married Reuven, she's not allowed to get married to somebody else like Shimon. So the Gemara says, no, maybe she can marry somebody else. She can marry Shimon. How? V'chi tema efsher dimintva hayom umegarsha l'machar umekayma l'tanai. So go as follows. She marries Shimon. Yes, she did not fulfill the tanai yet. She didn't marry Reuven yet. But she marries Shimon. But she could get divorced to Shimon today or tomorrow and marry Reuven in a few weeks or a few years from now. And then retroactively, she had fulfilled the tanai afterwards. So it's still a possibility. She didn't rule out the possibility of marrying Reuven. So later on in life, she could fulfill the tanai marrying Reuven. And then retroactively, it was a good get. And she married Shimon. It was a good divorce. Maybe that's possible. And who says such a thing? That you could fulfill tanai later on in life. Ulahach lepligas alei de Rabbi Yehuda. And it goes according to the opinion that argues in Rabbi Yehuda. Who is this? There's a Gemara in Nedarim that says, a person says, all my eyes cannot have any sleep. Hayom, all the sleep today is usher to me. Im ayashin lemachar, if I fall asleep tomorrow. So if I sleep today and I sleep tomorrow, I was be'isser today because of any of my sleep. But if I slept today and I don't sleep tomorrow, then everything's fine. So what are you supposed to do? What's the best practice here? Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, "Al yishin hayom, shema yishin l'machar." Don't sleep today, Because there's a possibility you won't fulfill it tonight, tomorrow. You might fall asleep tomorrow. And if you fall asleep tomorrow, you didn't fulfill it tonight, and all you're sleeping today is usher. So safer thing to do, not sleep today. And then do whatever you want tomorrow. But Rav Nachman Amar, no, yashin hayom, sleep today. There's no concern that you'll fall asleep tomorrow. Rav Nachman can fathom a person will fulfill the tonight later on in life. Later on in life, tomorrow, he won't sleep. So too, he could say that even though today he marries Shimon, she marries Shimon, later on in life he'll fulfill the tanai and marry Reuven. So if that's what we're saying here, so maybe that diak is really correct. Again, the Gemara says she should not marry Reuven lechachila, but someone else like Shimon, she is allowed to marry. Ah, but she never fulfilled the tanai. It's okay because Rav Nachman thinks down the line, later on in life, she'll be able to fulfill the tanai marrying Reuven, and retroactively it was a good get, and she married Shimon beheter. So Gemara says you can't make that comparison. They're two very different cases. The case of the guy sleeping and the case of her getting divorced to Shimon and then marrying Reuven in life, later on in life, they're very different. Why? Hachi ashta now hasam bedidai kaima. When it comes to the situation of sleeping, and that if he sleeps today, Rav Nachman says, no worry, he won't sleep tomorrow. There it all depends on his own actions. De'ibai mavriz nafshe b'silaso. He could just poke himself with spikes for a little noim and make sure he stays up. I remember there's a certain rav who used to give a shir at different yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and supposedly he didn't sleep at night, and you saw his hands were very red and beaten up. He used to keep him, supposedly, he used to bite his hands all night to make sure he wouldn't fall asleep.
That's what
Asa. Asa, you said?
Yeah, I mean, that's what
do they really?
Yeah, they do all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's either way, whether it's us or not us, but that's what the Gemara says here about, you know, biting your fingers or poking yourself. You could ensure that you won't fall asleep, but not an easy thing. But, so there it's possible that he won't fulfill the tanai the next day and he won't fall asleep. Hacha, here in the case of the woman who's now married to Shimon, and in the future, she's supposed to marry Reuven to make the tanai be fulfilled. Hacha bidida kaima, agrusha, is it up to her to get divorced? And I would add, and is it up to her to get married to Reuven? It's not up to her. So it's a possibility that Shimon will never divorce her. She has no control. And even if she does divorce her, who knows that Reuven's going to want to marry her later on in life. So it's very, very difficult to anticipate that tanai is being fulfilled. So it can't be true, going back to our Brisa now, when we say she's not allowed to get married to him, Reuven, the one who the tanai was made with, don't make the diak, but to Shimon, she's allowed to get married, because that's very hard to accomplish that. So what's supposed to go? How do we reread that statement, the Brisa above Ella? Amar Rava, Rava says, Harezu lo tinase lo lov lo lacher. When the husband makes a get, gives her a get, this is your get, on condition that you marry Reuven, the lach is she shouldn't marry Reuven, nor should she marry anybody else. Lo tinase, she should not, lo with a vav, lo tinase, to him, to Reuven, she shouldn't get married. Shema yomu nishosem nosen b'matana. There's a concern that people are going to say that women are gifts, they're objects, and being passed from one to the next man. And la'acher, to somebody else like Shimon, lo tinase, she shouldn't get married. Dibay kiyumu l'tanai. You have to still first fulfill the tanai and marry Reuven. Since that wasn't met, she can't marry Shimon. It's not a good get yet. Vim nasis lo, if she gets married to Reuven, lo teitze, we don't make her get divorced from Reuven, the mishum gzeira lo mafkin, because of a gzeira of this concern of shema yomru, nashim matnoseim, matanos, we're not going to make her get divorced. However, lach, if she gets married to Shimon, teitze, she does have to get divorced from Shimon, or we don't let them stay married, it's not a marriage in the first place, because the get wasn't good, debar lekiyumu del tanai, you have to still, first, meet the stipulation, meet the tanai, before she could get married to anybody else, and she hadn't yet done that. Gemara quotes a brisa, Tani Kavasa de Rava. There's a brisa that supports the opinion of Rava. Harezu lo tinase lo lo v'lo l'acher. She cannot get married to him nor anybody else. Him nisei lo. If she gets married to him, to Reuven, lo teite, we're not forcing them to get divorced because it was really a good get. But l'acher teite, but to somebody else, she does have to get divorced because it's not a good get. I apologize, I'm just getting a drink. I'm very parched. Sure. There's no water, so it's melts, I guess. I'll turn the water.
What?
In here, let me just. Okay, now we are halfway down Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Gemara now quotes a brisa, Tanur Rabbanan. Hareza giteich al mnasha tali lirakia. So the husband says to the wife, now here's your get, but on one condition. You could fly to space. Al mnasha terdi latom, or you know it, or you go down to the depths.
Nowadays it would be
that. Now maybe a possibility, that's true. unclear what rakia means, how high the rakia is, but amanasha tivlai kanasha dal amos, that you swallow a rod that's 4 amos, 6 feet long. Amnasha tivili kana ben mea ama, you bring me a rod that's 100 amos long. Amnasha tavri esayam hagadol baraglecha, that you walk over the Mediterranean. All these situations, ain't no get, it's not a good get because she did not fulfill the Tanai. Comes along with Yehuda ben Tema, Omer kazeh get, this is a get. Now the word kazeh is very important. Kazeh sounds like this, but something else is not a get. We'll see later on the relevant, but kazeh, this is a get. And then he adds klal, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Now this is also important. Klal comes to, it's a general rule. Whenever you make a klal, it comes to include another case. So kazeh is saying, this is a good get, but something else is not. And klal comes to include a different case that is also a good get. So we'll see the relevance again. So what's the klal that he says? Klal, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ben Tema, kol tanai, she'i efshar lo l'kaima b'sofo. Any tanai that's impossible, like all the ones mentioned above, that are impossible to fulfill, v'hisna alav mitchilaso. When he makes such a tanai in the beginning, ein no ela kemafliga b'dvarm, he's only embellishing, he's just playing games with her. Ukasher, the tanai is really not meant to be taken seriously. Rashi just explains, what does that mean? He says, where did that line go? Mafliga docha oso letzara bedivrei havai. He's just trying to cause her added pain and troubles, but he doesn't really mean to make this tanai seriously. And therefore, Yehuda says it's a good get. The tanai is really irrelevant. Gemara says Amar of Nachman Amar Rav Halacha Kerb Yehuda ben Tema. We pass in that way that a impossible tanai is completely batel, and the get's a good get. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masnisin Nami Deka. Our Mishnah is very, very precise in the way it's written. Dikatani kol she'ef shelo lekaima besofo. Anything that's possible to be fulfilled afterward, v'hisna alav b'tchilaso, and is made in the beginning, tanai kaim. That's a good tanai. So what's the inverse? Ha'yef shar tanai batel. If it's something that's impossible, we can learn out, derive, that then the tanai would be batel, and it would be a good get. Shema mina. Ask Gemara, okay, so those are situations where it's impossible to fulfill the tanai.
So we say that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, right?
Correct. Now it's interesting, Tosas, before we go to the next question, Tosas, Dibur Maschel, Amanas, Shetali, Lerakir, Eno Get. He says to her, this is your get, on one condition, that you fly up to space, Basocher, Esapolim, Basofo, the end of this parakin, Bab Metzia. Garcinam, Im Niskain Hatanai, Hareza Get, Vimlav, Eno Get. So there's a different girsa. In Bava Metzia, actually, if she could fulfill this, it's actually going to be a good get. This is something we view not as being impossible. This is a possibility, according to the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So you suggested because of spaceships. Tosa says, what do you mean? Tema, heyach yachal kaima, how can one accomplish such a feat? And the answer is, v'yesh lomar al yedei shem. By saying Shem Hashem, those who know the kochos of Shem Hashem, by reciting that, it could take her up l'rakia, fly in a magic carpet, and make her way up to outer space. I thought that was interesting. Okay, Gemara now says Ibailu. So that's the cases we spoke about before were things that were actually physically impossible. But let's say things Hareza get Amnasha Tochli Basar Chazer. Something that's possible, but it's usser. You're able to eat pig.
So he I don't understand Toys, because Toys is saying, he's explaining why in Bava Metzia they say that it's not kosher because you can actually be fulfilling the tanai. That's what he's explaining.
Yeah, he's not explaining the stira.
He's explaining more to the Gemara there.
Exactly. How could the Gemara there suggest that it's possible to fulfill that tanai? He's not dealing with the stira between the Gemaras at all.
Right. I think he's explaining why over there they say that it's not a good get, and it's because it's not an impossibility.
No, they're saying if she fulfills it, it's a good get. If she doesn't, it's not a good get.
Right.
But how could you accomplish that?
Right.
So he said, by saying Shem Hashem, then you're able to fly. So Gemara now asks, Ibailu, Hareza Gitech Amnasha Tochli Basar Chazer. He says to his wife, this is your get, but on one condition, you have to eat Chazer. So it's not impossible. It's possible, but it's usr. It's very different. But physically, it is possible. So what's the halacha? Amar Abai says, he, it's the same exact case. Yehuda ben Beseir says, just like something that's physically impossible, so too, something that's prohibited is viewed that way, it's impossible, and it's the Tanai's bottle, and it's a good get. Rav Amar Efshir Lach Levalakya. No, she could eat it, and then she could spit it up, she could vomit it, and she won't violate the Isser, but she'll still accomplish an Achila. So he thinks that's a way of being Mekayim the get, the Tanai. So klal, so we said above that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bistema said it's a klal. The klal is coming to include a case that also is a batel tanai. So to Labaye, so according to Abaye, klal lesui basachazer, the klal that comes to include a case of eating the treif meat, the treif, the pig, that too also the tanai is batel, like the case above, just like it's impossible to fly, it's impossible to eat chazer, that's the klal comes to include that case. And the Rava, kazeh, when Rabbi Yehuda says kazeh get, this is a get, implying something else is not a good get, kazeh limute basachazer, no, that comes to exclude basachazer, that tanai is not a good get, you have to fulfill that tanai first in order to have a good get. So that's where they learn from klal versus kazeh. So Meisivei, the Gemara asks the question from a Braisa, hareza gitech amnash tivili leploni. So he says to her, this is your get, on condition that you have tashmish with Reuven. Niskai matanai, hareza get, if she does that, she fulfilled the tanai, it's a good get, but v'im lav, you know, get. If she doesn't, that's not a good get. Rashi says, it's talking about a situation of tivali bein b'nisnus bein b'nisun. Okay, so even though there might be an iser taking place, it's an iser, but not as serious as an iser.
But meaning that the second that she does bia, she gets the get, so she's only chayav mishum znus.
Exactly, has to be babas achas, they come together, it has to be something like that, right. But if he says, Amanas, shelo tivali leba'abu lavicha, on condition that you don't have tashmish with my father or your father, ein choshish and shema nivalalem, we're not concerned that that happened, and therefore it's a good get. But what we could deduce from this braisa is, v'ilu amanas tivali leba'abu lavicha lokatani. The braisa never suggests the situation of having tashmish with her father-in-law or with her own father. That's not a suggestion. Why? Because those are rios. It's different than znus. Not to say znus is okay, but it's a much more serious concern of a rios. That was never a suggestion. Why not? So le'abai, according to Baye, nicha, this all makes sense because that's something it's impossible to do. It's when saying such a serious iser, it's no different than saying that's impossible. So therefore, that's not a tanai to even entertain. The tanai is vadai batal. But according to Rava, Kashi, according to Rava, this is a problem. Why is the problem according to Rava? Because it said, I guess, Rava said, what's here? What's the difficulty here? I was going to answer that question. Rava said, just like the case of the Chazer, even though it's an Isser, you still have to fulfill the Tanai. Here too, so there's an Isser, you have to fulfill the Tanai, even though it's an Isser. So Gemara says, no, Amr l'Chazer, Rava says, Bishma Basa Chazer Efshir, D'achlav Lakya. But by the Basa Chazer, there's possibility to avoid the Isser and fulfill the Tanai. Eat it and throw it up, then there's no Isser, without getting involved in why that's not an Isser. But the case here, Ploni Nami Efsher, Dimachsha Libibamona. So too, this guy, to marry this guy or have znus with the non-related person, she could bribe him, pay him money to violate the small iser. Ela Abba Vavicha Bedidei Kaima? Is it Tala in her? Granted, she wants to violate the iser in order to get out of this marriage. Nihidi of the iser, so she's willing to violate an iser to get herself out of this marriage. Abba Vavicha Miavdi Isura? And is her father-in-law and father willing to violate an iser to have her get out of the get? Certainly not. So it's not a possibility. It's not efshir l'makai in this get. So that's why even Rava would agree, rather Abai would agree, that's why it's not suggested here in this Mishnah. But rather Rava says it's not suggested in the Mishnah. This is not a possibility. No one in the right mind would ever do such a thing in order to get her out of the get. So Gemara says, so now that we have this, the Rava, according to Rava, klal lasui abba vavicha, the klal comes to include the case of the father or father-in-law, that case is vadai batel, and it's a good, it's yesh l'kaimo, and therefore it's a good get. And when it says kazeh, this case is the get's batel, lemute, case of basa chazer, where the get is not batel, the tanai is not batel, where you have to, you're able to fulfill that tanai. So those are the cases, one case that's a good tanai, and one case that's a bad tanai. That's all according to Rava. But going now to Amud Beis la'abaye, Kalal lasui basar chazer. That basar chazer, according to Abai, is viewed as an impossible tanai. It's the same case as just flying up into outer space. So those two are cases where the tanai is batal, and it's a good get. And what is kazeh coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude a case where the tanai is a good tanai. That's coming to lemeute ploni, where he says to have tashmish with ploni, where there is no arayos, and it's possible you could bribe him into something. That's a situation where the tanai is efshir l'kaima, and you need to fulfill it tonight in order for the get to be a good get. Mar now says two lines down.
They both agree that the father and the doesn't go for that.
Exactly, definitely not a good get. I mean, it could have said also, klal lasuye basar chazer. It could also said lasuye avi avicha, like according to Abaye, according to Rav. I mean, okay, Gemara now says mesive. Harayza gite hamnasha tochli basar chazer. This is your get on one condition that you eat some treif. Vimhaisa zara, if she's a non-kohen, amnasha tochli truma. You eat something that's usher to you, you eat truma. Vimhaisa nazira, if she's a nazira, amnasha tishte yain, in the condition that you drink wine. All these situations are where she's eating or drinking something that's prohibited to her. Niskaima tanai, how raise a get? If she does any of those, she eats pig, she drinks wine, she eats truma, it's a good get. Vimlav ain't no get. But if she does not fulfill the tanai, it's not a good get. So the Rava Nicha, according to Rava, this all makes sense, because Rava says, just like before, you could eat it and throw it up, so to hear all those cases, you could just vomit it back up, and it's a good tanai. So this is Rava, this is Mamash Rava's Shita. But according to Abaye, Kasha, he says, those cases of eating an Isser, treif, and chazer, and wine, and chumam, those are things considered Eif Sherlakaima, and the get should be a good get, regardless of fulfilling the tanai at all. So Amalcha Rava, Rava's Abaye, rather, Amalcha Abaye, Abaye explains, Mi Savras Divya Koli. Who says that this braisa goes according to all opinions? Hamani Rabbanan. This is only according to Shitas Rabbanan. I pass like Rabbi Yehuda Mem Tema above the Eif Shalakaima. But Rabbanan above says, no, even in a case that's Eif Shalakaima, like you're flying into outer space, it's not a get unless you fulfill that Tanai. So to your also, even though it's impossible to fulfill the Tanai of eating pig and wine and truma, you need to fulfill that Tanai somehow, otherwise it's not a good get. But that's only Shitas Rabbanan. I pass like Rabbi Yehuda Mem Tema. So there's no question for me. That's a klal we have. We've seen this in the past when Amora cannot argue in a brisa, but if he finds another Tana that supports his opinion, so then he is able to argue in a brisa. The two different opinions. So Gemara asks the question: let's say there's another problem here. It's a klal that a person may not be masna. He can't make a Tanai if he's obligated in a Torah to not eat pig and to not do these different things. So how come this is a good get? The Tanai should be bato because Chol Masna Mashkas Batora Tanai bato. So Amar Rav Ada Bred Rav Ika. Yeah.
And if we say that, we say that if the Tanai is bato, the get would be good or not?
The get would be good. Yes. Tanai is viewed as something.
It would be like regular bentema in a way, but because of different reasons.
Exactly. So we're just trying to invoke the different reason of, again, not because it's Eif Shalakaima, because you're going against the Torah. And you cannot make a Tanai on something that the Torah commands me to do.
Meaning it's not the whole phrase is batal. It means that the phrase is chal, but the Tanai is batal.
Exactly. The way I view a Tanai is, I think I mentioned this last week, you have the sentence of the actual get, and the Tanai is a second line. Now that second line is erased. It doesn't affect the first line. There's a line that's attached to it, but that Tanai has no, it doesn't hold water. So that only that second line is ruined, but the initial statement of Hariat Muteris Lecholodom is still a good, valid statement.
This question would be to Rabbanan because they would say that it's not a good get, and to Rabbi Ben Tema because he's giving a different reason.
They're asking, I think, on Rabbi Huda Ben Becerra, why is it a different reason?
Rabbanan also should be, because according to Rabbanan should completely be...
Okay, I see.
In a way.
According to him also, it shouldn't be a good get. No, it should be a good get.
It should be a good get, right, because...
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know how it goes on, the Gemara.
I hear. I don't see anyone addressing who the question is posed to. So the Gemara answers now. Amar Rav Ada Brei Rav Ika Ki Amrinan Masna Amash Kasa Batara. When do we say this? That the Tanah is Batal? Kigon She'erok Susa Vonasa, the obligations that a man husband has to his wife. Dehu Ka'akar, that he is the one who's being ochre. He's the one trying to undo his obligations to her. Fine. We'll see this. What's the contrast here? Aval Hacha here. Ihi Ka'akar, but she's the one who's being ochre. So, what exactly is the difference? Very unclear what the difference is here. There's no Rashi here. There's a Ritva they quote here to try to explain this, but it's really not so clear. He's talking about the situation of when the Tanai comes into play. So, the case of Sharkshis Vona, the guy tries getting rid of the Tanai in the beginning. Right when he gets married to her, he tries getting rid of it at the outset of the Kedushin. But the case of Basar Chazer, it's something that's taking place, it's after the Maisa. He gives the get to her later on, and then she has to go ahead and eat meat, eat the chazer. So it's not during the same zman as the Maisa. That's how the Ritva was explaining this, but honestly, I'm not really appreciating this. It's a bit cryptic. Does the article have anything?
Yeah, there's a lot. Okay, so first it says like this. It says on the part where it says Sherak Susav Yanasa, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says Kavanat HaGemara LeBraita HaMuva BeMekomot Ravim BeTalmud HaOmer LeIsha Harei At Mekudeshet Yom Menat SheEin Lach Alai Shark Susav Yanata Harei Zu Mekudeshet VeTenao Batel VeHaynu SheMeAcher SheHatorah MeChayevet Et HaBaal LaTet LeIshto Dvarim Elu Harei Im HaBaal Matne Et HaKidushim BeKach SheLo Yitchayev BaHem Harei Ze Matana אז הרי זה מתנה על מה שכתוב בתורה, שתנה הוא בטל. ולפיכך הקדושים חלים עם כל ההתחייבות הנובעות מהם, כפי דין התורה. Meaning, this is a case, okay, and then it says, אבל הכה היא כאקרא, right, it says, המקדש על מנת שאין לך עלי שער כסות בינתה מתכוון לעקור את דין התורה בשעה מעשי הקידושים לקיוסס. Meaning he's taking it away from the woman לקידושים. ונמצא שהוא זה שבא לבטל את דין התורה ולפיכך תנאו בטל. אבל המתנה על מנת שתאכלי בשר חזיר אינו בא לעקור את דין התורה מיד עם עשיית התנאי. אלא שלאחר מכאן כאשר היא תעבור את האיסור יעקר דין התורה על ידה. Right, so I guess that the biggest difference is, I'm sorry, do you understand, Harry? Why do you have it in English?
I have a little bit.
So I think it's the difference is that, on one, the condition never takes place because he's actually at the moment that he is doing the tenai, he's already putting the condition. Meaning,
and therefore, what? Why is that? Why does it make a difference when the tenai is being violated?
Because I guess on the second case. On the second case, it doesn't happen at the same moment, right? So,
but that's a difference. I don't know why that difference makes a difference.
Well, in the first case, he made the condition and he's okar the condition,
right?
And in the second case, he made the condition, but she's.
She's the one who has to.
Is okay when she complies with the condition. So therefore, what?
No, I understand. I tell you what it is.
It's probably in
the first one. He's the one who makes the condition, and it's in his power to fulfill the condition.
Okay.
On the second one, he makes a condition, but she has to fulfill the condition.
So that, I agree. So that's the difference. But why does that make a difference, though? Why is that relevant? Who's the one fulfilling the condition?
Because you cannot make a condition on you yourself doing something against what the Torah says. But you can make a condition on somebody else doing against what the Torah says. I think that's what it's trying to tell you.
Yeah, why?
Meaning you cannot say, listen, if it would be similar to say that if you would say if I eat chazer, you are. It's a good get. It's a good get. Then it would be okay. But he's saying you're divorced. If you are the one who is gonna eat
the. But I don't know why is that relevant though. Either way, it's making a stipulation on something that's written in the Torah. Who cares who's violating it?
Because I think that the whole idea is that the tonight battle because a person cannot himself.
Why not? Why can't?
It says maybe. Maybe in the second case, the condition is valid. Because the one who made the condition is not the one
right.
who's...
I understand that.
I understand the difference. I don't know why that makes a difference, though. But okay, all right.
It makes a difference because I tell you why. Because she could say, listen, I'm not going to eat chazer. Meaning, and the first one, he's actually violating the condition at the moment, the Torah, at the moment he's making the condition.
I see that difference. I don't know why that's a relevant difference. All right, I don't fully get it. Okay.
Right, it's very hard to describe them. I guess, right, you mean the exact definition of why.
Yeah, okay. I'm okay if I don't understand things. Okay, fine. Let's go back to them. Either way, there's a difference. Whether he's making it, if he's making it, then we say that Tanai is going to be, it's considered masa mashkas b'torah, and it's not as batal. But if he's making it for her to violate it, so then it's not considered mashkas b'torah. So the Gemara says, now maskiv la ravina klum ka'akri'i ela l'kima l'tanai dinai. Wait a second. Even though she's the one who's eating pig, it's only there to fulfill his Tanai. So it's really going back to him. Even in the case of Chazer, it's his Tanai that's being fulfilled. He's making it, and it's to fulfill his Tanai. And therefore, it's a little bit more closely linked, and it's not different, that much different than Sher Ksisvona. So the Gemara says, and Shakech turns out, de'iu ka'akr, he's the one who's being oker his own Tanai. He's being the oker davar mashkas b'torah. So El Amar Ravina says, no. When we say that klal, when a person makes tanai on something that we're obligated to fulfill from the Torah, that tanai is batal, and the get's a good get. Kigon sher ksus vonasa devadai kaker, where there's a definite violation of the obligation to the wife. Aval hacha mikamrla lo sagi delachla lo ticha lo take garish. But here we're saying it's not enough if she doesn't eat it. It means she has to eat the pig. Certainly not. She cannot eat lo seichav lo sigarish, and let not be a divorce. We only say masa mashkas b'torah tana batal is only when the only way for it to happen is there's a vada he's going to be oker the davar. But if there's an option, then maybe he won't
that's
or she won't.
That's the answer.
That's the conclusion. Initially, that wasn't the answer. That wasn't what we were saying initially. The fact that we had to reject it. Now that's the bottom line. That I understand. But him versus her, I didn't get. Either way, I'm okay because the Gemara itself rejected it, so it wasn't a good answer in the first place.
What's the question?
That initial question was, when she violates it, even if she were to eat the chazer, it's only to help fulfill his own tanai. So he's making a tanai for her in order to satisfy his own tanai. Now, I can't understand the question because I don't understand the answer either. I don't know. But the Gemara says it's at least... it's still coming from his side as opposed to her side. You can't make the chilek. Even though she's doing the action, it's to go back to fulfill his tanai. So it's all both the sher ksis v'ona. And the case of the chazer is really his tanai. It's on the same side of the coin. So we have to come back to it. It's not a difference of him versus her. Him versus her doesn't make any sense. It's a question of, will be vade being oker davar min haTorah or not? So the case of it's only a possibility, such a tanai can exist. And it's chal, and only when she fulfills that tanai will it be a good get. Okay.
Right, I have more. Right. The answer is more question than the question. Is more question than the question itself.
Okay. I'm satisfied with this answer. I wasn't satisfied with the above answer.
Right.
But again, I'm happy because the Gemara wasn't satisfied with it either.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Ketzad Yase Yitlenu Himanu. So this goes back to our Mishnah from a few days ago. Mishnah told us, let's say he gives her the get, and he says to her, here, this is your get, but on condition that you are not permitted to marry a ploni. So Rabbi Elazar thought that was a good get. The Chacham thought it wasn't a good get. So what did the Chacham say to do? Take it back and say, give it to her again and say, here's your get and you're mutter to everybody. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the author of this brisa? So Amr Chizki explained to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Adchi, Elenu, Heimanu, V'yachsi, V'nenula, V'yomula, Hay, Gitech. He said, very meforish brisa, take it back from her, return it to the wife and say, this is your get and you're mutter to everybody. So says Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, Amar afilu tema Rebbe. You could even say it's Rebbe that argues in that case. Dilchan Amar, who's Dilchan? So who's Rebbe and who's Dilchan? So firstly, who's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar also? So look at Rashi. Rashi says five narrow lines down, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he. The Perek HaZorek, it's the earlier Perek, Amar la kinsi shtarchovze. We had the case, he said, oh, by the way, here's that obligation, that money, that here's your bill. She reads it turned out it's actually the get. We said that's not a good get. You have to tell her what you're giving her. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says you take it back to her, take it back and return it. So that's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in that case. So there, Rebbe apparently argued, and Rebbe said, what was Rebbe's position in that case? He said, one second. Did we have Rebbe in that case? I don't remember seeing Rebbe there. Oh, yeah. Rebbe says... Rebbe Shimon says just give it back to her. And Rebbe says... You don't have to give back to her. Just say to her, she can still hold on to the get. Just say to her that Hareza Gitech, but you don't have to give it back to her. All you have to do is just say it, but you don't have to re-give it to her. So says Rabbi Yochanan, even Rebbe could all be the author of Mishnah. In this case, Rebbe might agree that you have to give it back to her again. Even though the previous case where he said, Kansi Bishar Chovzer, you don't have to give it to her a second time, just tell her what it is. In this case, he might agree that you do have to take it back and re-give it to her. Why? So Rabbi Yochanan explains, Amar Filu Tema Rebbe, Dilchon. Who's Dilchon? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains around 10 Naira lines down, Dilchon Amar. Dilchon is Rav Kahana. Why is Rav Kahana called Dilchon? Dilchon means yours. Shehaya Mishalachem Mibavel. Rav Kahana came from Bavel. And Rashi tells a story here in Baba Kama, Sha'ala Leretz Yisrael Lilmo Torah. Rav Kahana, he was involved in some murder case there. I forget exactly what happened. And his Rebbe advised him, I think they know about what happened. You should flee to Eretz Yisrael. So he fled to Eretz Yisrael, and he went to learn Torah from Rabbi Yochanan, Kedamim Ba'goza Ba'basra. And that was a case where he was advised by his Rebbe, don't ask any questions to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan has this powerful eye, he's going to get upset, he's going to kill you. And so Rav Kahana came to say, I mentioned this last week already? I think I mentioned this last week. I think I did. Either way, so Rav Kahana was sitting in the classroom, and Rabbi Yochanan heard about this lion that came from Bavel, and he was sitting in the back of the classroom, very, very quiet. So the lion turned into a sheep. What happened to him? So Rav Kahana says, you want to see what I have? So Rav Kahana started asking all these questions, and he started moving up closer in the rows, and closer and closer and closer. And Rav Yochanan wanted to see who this guy was. He had these long eyelashes, so he picked up his eyelashes, and so Rav Kahana was laughing at him. Rav Yochanan got very insulted, and he looked at him, and he killed Rav Kahana. And they explained to him afterwards, he wasn't laughing at you. His way his lips were, there's some thing that looked like he was laughing, but he wasn't really laughing. Rabbi Yochanan went to him and brought him back to life and said, I thought the Torah was ours in Eretz Yisrael, but in fact it's really yours in Bavel. Dilchun, it's really yours. Yeah, the Gemara says that in a few places in Gemara. And Sukkah says this. So Rabbi Yochanan is quoting from Dilchun. He's quoting from you, from Rav Kahana, who earned the title of Dilchun, the owners of Torah. He says that, Afilu Tamer Rebbe, Amar Shaini Hacha Hol Kinasa Lipsol Ba Lakuna. Here, this case is different because she already was konet in regards to disqualifying her from marrying the Kohen. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Shaini Hacha halfway down the Rashi's Shaini Hacha Mishum Hachi Tzach Lach Serv Litlo. The reason why I have to take it back in this case and re-give it to her is the Kinasa Benesina Kamaisa Lipsol Ba Lakuna, because she initially acquired this get. And enough, it was enough to disqualify her from marrying a Kohen. Hilkach ilav the hadashaka lemina. If he doesn't take it back from her, lamahani amira. The statement that he says, oh, by the way, this is a good get now, it's not going to work here because sharei kvar zachta, but she already owns it. Amnas tanai rishon. Aval hahuda azorek lo zachta balakum. So in this case, we were saying to her, we're going back on the Mishnah that said, now you're mutter to everybody except for Ploni. So we said before, that's enough to make her possible to marry Cohen. She's considered a Rech Haget, it's considered a Grusha. So she does have some level of acquisition. So he can no longer say, oh, that get was for everybody. Because she owns it already. He can't make a statement on something that she already owns. So there he has to take it back. He, in this case, he has to take it back and re-give it to her and say, it hareat muteris l'chol adam.
And in what case?
The case where he said, Kinsa Shtar Bechov Zeh, this is your Shtar Chov, and she reads it, it's a get, that's nothing. Nothing has happened there at all. So since nothing happened, she didn't own it, and he could still say, oh, that's a get, and then it becomes owned by her,
right,
if she's currently holding on to it.
So in any case that that it has Reach HaGet, he would agree that it has to be taken back.
Exactly. There's some level of kin that took place there. Okay, the Gemara now says that the two dots, Kasa Besocha, we said, within the get, the whole discussion the past few days have been talking about, where he said to her, "Harat mutes lechalam chutz me plonim." It was only said, but the get itself was a good text. Everything was written nicely. But let's say he wrote inside the get that "Harat mutes lechalam chutz me plonim," and then later on he erases it. That get is pasul liolam, and you have to rewrite the get. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Safra kasu besocho." If it's written besocho, so that's when it's pasul. Tanan, that's what we're referring to. Marse Pshita, Kesu Besocha Tanan. What's Rav Safra adding on? The Mishnah says, when you write it inside, that's when it's possible. So Marse says, Mal, the same of what? Would you have thought Tani Mili Lachar Torah, if only if you wrote this stipulation, this limitation, after the entire get, the Torah is like the meat of the get. Aval Lifnei Torah, if you write it beforehand, afilu al peh nami pasul. Even if you say it al peh, that before the Torah, it's going to be pasul. Kamash malan. So let's say this again. Everybody agrees that the kisa besocho, if it's written anywhere in the get, it's pasul. If you write hariat muter shchad mechutz mi ploni. Now the Mishnah also said if the person says al peh, so that was a machlokas. So the Gemara suggests maybe it's only machlokas if it's written after the Torah, after the get's been written. Rav Lata says if you say that later on, chutz mi ploni, it's okay. It's a tanai, it's an afterthought. But let's say you say it al peh. You say before the get was written that you're going to be mutter to everybody except for ploni. Then maybe even there, Rav Lata would think it's disqualified because later on when you write the get, even though it's not written in the get, but it's being written. With that in mind of chutz miploni, maybe that will be as if it's actually written inside and will therefore be disqualified. So Gemara says, Kamash Malam, we learn from here that no. If it was only said al peh, whether it's lefnei ha-tarif after the tarif, it's considered a good get. It's only if it's actually written within the get, chutz miploni, will it be a pasul get. Gemara says, Rava Amar, Rav explains, lo shanu elo la'achar tarif. This is only true if it's after the tarif, but about lefnei ha-tarif if it's before. He argues, no. If the husband says before the get's written, the hariat muteres lechol adam chutz miploni, even though he only says this al peh, and later on afterwards they write the get, it's ki'ilu, it's written in the get, and would be possible even though it's not actually written in the get.
Because he's writing the get in mind, the get has to be done read with the right kavana. He's writing with the wrong kavana.
I'm not sure if it's a issue of, it's not an issue of lishma. Yes, I guess it's the idea. That's the das of the sofer, the das of the baal, to write it with that in mind, even though it's not actually written that way, having that in mind. And in that case, Rabbanan would think it's not a good get. So this is machlokes between Rava and I guess Rav Safra. So Gemara says, as the Rava Latame, Rava goes according to his shita in general, which is what? Amar Lahu, Rava says, Lahanu Dichas Figita, to those who write in the get, the Sofrim, he says to them, Shasku Shisuki Labal, make sure you keep the Baal silent. He shouldn't speak at all. Ad Dichasvisu Le Latarf HaGita, until he says that, until the get is written. Because if he starts to speak and says some complication, and he wants her to be mutter to everyone except for Reuven, then the get's going to be written on that condition, and it's not going to be a good get, according to Rava. Abai's Rav Safra is not bothered by that. Rav Safra says, if it's not in the get, it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
But Rava was concerned, and therefore we say, make sure he doesn't speak too much, lest he say something like this. Should we go a little further? See, we have 5 minutes. Let's see, Tanur Rabbanan. Maybe we should stop here, I guess. Okay, fine. All right, everyone have a wonderful day.
So.